rather entertaining clinic note on Lori O'Neill. Lori, L-O-R-I-E, O'Neill, O-N-E-I-L-L, birthday 2/15/63, mutation 826. 50% with a history of strong urine fatigue for 3 days. And she has a bladder infection or UTI. Also complains of high-pitched buzzing in her left ear, makes her feel dizzy and nauseous. Stuck, right ear pops open. Vowel signs up to date. Vowel signs within the limits. Immunizations up to date. Allergies to penicillin. Current medication none. Medical history negative. Surgical history. Tonsillectomy and bladder. Stitching. Other notice. Vertigo buzzing in her ears. Off and on, according to patient. Review symptoms, has multiple other complaints. States her cervix is bothering her. States she has trace vaginal bleeding. States she's been lethargic for the past week. Complaints of right anterior lower chest pain for months, with history of MVA with fractured ribs. Describes increased allergy to urine. She's noticed slowing of both elbows the past 9 days, left and right greater than left, without history of trauma, past history. She was seen at ACA emergency room 2 months ago. With migraine, with labs done there, she thinks we're normal. History of MVA with fractured ribs 2 years ago. Seen Kingwood Yard to nodules in the right lung and liver. Without follow up. History of UTIs. And she had a head injury from assault. With a CT of her head 2 years ago. Smokes a half a pack a day. Family history of non-contributory. Physical exam. Appearance, no acute distress, had a serious something stroke within normal limits. States she had no evidence of the history of questionable scar or right ear, neck, supple without masses, lungs cleared of ossification percussion, chest wall with 2+ tenors, right anterior inferior rib cage. States present since MVA with broken ribs, heart rhythm without murmurs and gallop, abdomen soft without guarding or tenderness, back within normal limits, skin within normal limits, extremities within normal limits, extremities. Slight swelling noted to right and left, medial anterior medial elbows, right greater than left. Neuropsychiatric, cranial nerves, neuropsychiatric, it's not limits. patient had urinalysis, which showed presence of small amount of blood with small amount of leukocytes with positive nitrate, compatible with urinary tract infection. CNS was ordered. Patient given prescription for Bactrim. Also given prescription for antivert. Across the vertigo, they found diagnosis of urinary tract infection, questionable polyneuropathies, and labyrinthitis. Advised to keep appointment next week to see a new PCP for further management and workup of multiple complaints. Offered to do lab work, but felt it wasn't necessary because the lab work she had HCA or ER. Patient now discharged with follow-up PCP. Thank you, Dr. Helmuth.